feeling is fear that
the opposition candidate wins the presidency of the Seychelles for the first time since its independence from Britain 44 years ago. Wavo Ramkalawan Sunday secured the presidency in the Indian Ocean archipelago of 115 islands. The Anglican priest took 54.9% of the vote, according to the Electoral Commission. The opposition also won the legislative election that took place from Thursday to Saturday alongside the presidential poll, with the new president's party alone taking 25 seats, or two-thirds of the parliament. The opposition, narrowly defeated in a presidential election in 2015 and buoyed by a landmark victory in a parliamentary poll a year later, had been hoping for its first presidential win. The campaign had taken place mainly over social media, with rallies banned due to the coronavirus. Seychelles has reported just 149 cases, mostly imported, but the pandemic has been a big campaign issue as restrictions on global travel bottomed out the tourism industry, a major earner for the Seychelles and employer for many of its 98,000 people. 1 year after more than a million people flooded downtown Santiago in the biggest march of Chile's current social uprising, Chileans vote Sunday on whether to change the country's constitution. Voters are expected to turn out in huge numbers to weigh in on the constitution, which many feel favors the wealthy. A protest movement which had drawn thousands reached critical mass last October, and within weeks, President Sebastián Piñera had agreed to initiate a process to draft a new constitution. Opinion polls show that more than 70% support a new constitution, with just 17% voting for rejection.